things. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Man, you know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Halloween costume was what?
I was like a
child molester.
Well, I was like an 80s sophomore.
He looked very much like a child molester,
as opposed to usual when he looks like a perfectly well-adjusted. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Nate, are you comfortable, man?
I'm comfy.
What kind of pizza did you have there, bud?
Yeah. Cecil Whitaker's.
Maybe you brought over a pizza.
Always he, fantastic.
He showed up a minute ago.
The square beyond compare.
I swear to you, the one over in Florissant is shitty. The one out in St. Charles, where I think the owner actually goes to, it's fucking amazing.
You drove all the way out to St. Charles to pick up a pizza?
No, I'm not doing that. I hate the shit one.
Which one's the shit one?
The one near us.
Well, there's two of them by us.
I'm pretty sure they're both shit.
So, as promised, Paul is now going to lead us in a mega prayer. Go ahead.
This is don't, like, okay.
Don't get bashful on me here. You said the Mitt Romney mega prayer.
Yeah, so it's time now for the mega prayer. Is there like a special wording we're supposed to use?
I think you just kind of wing it, man. A big group of people get together. And what this basically tells me is Obama's going to win the election. However, if we pray really hard, we might be able to change things.
That is what it says.
So, go ahead.
I do like those cartoon titties.
So
yeah, those were kind of nice, weren't they? What is this? RomneyMegaPrayer.com?
With wow. Tits.
Yeah. Kind of got like a little glasses thing.
She's got some DSL going on, too.
Right. I mean, that's a cartoon and all, but
I'll bust them up all over her.
They made
eyeglasses.
Her one busty-ass cartoon. She's got some big hooters for a cartoon.
So, dear God.
Yeah, okay.
Dear Heavenly Father.
Let's bow our heads.
Yeah, okay. Moment of
silence. Please show reverence.
Paul leads us in
dear Heavenly Father.
Romney prayer here. Okay, go ahead.
We're all gathered here today in support of one thing, and that is Brother Mitt Romney and his presidential bid. I hope you're all, you're really putting your prayer power out there right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be a snarky prick about it, then just.
So.
This is serious.
Sincerity with all Jesus love in your heart.
Right.
With all the Jesus fire that you can muster.
Right.
Can it be the baby Jesus?
It can be whatever Jesus you prefer.
Okay.
You know, we need to let the guy who believes that Jesus came to America and talked to the Indians win.
Those sinful, brown, dirty mud people.
Mormons are the future. And the sooner we all become Mormon, the better off we'll all be. So no matter what faith you are now, pray to your future Mormon overlords. And
unless you're dark of skin, and then God has fated you.
No. Back in the 80s, they said that black people could now become pastors or whatnot.
Oh, yeah, they didn't change the book,
yeah,
though.
In the 80s.
In the 80s?
Yeah, they were like, well, okay. So do you guys know how, like...
That huge era of social change, the 80s?
Right. They were all coked up and like, fuck it, we can have black people.
So do we got an amen? Are we done?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Amen.
Praise be, is it?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Hallowed be thy name. So, anyway... Do you know how, like, Mormonism was started?
Yeah, the gold tablets that were buried out in the woods.
John Smith got these gold tablets,
yeah,
and he translated them, and he has the Word of God, the story of, you know, his one begotten son coming to America and teaching the Indians the ways of Christ. And people didn't believe him. The people in the town he lived in, they said, you're full of shit. You're a known con artist. Fuck you. And they took his tablet.
Did he have a history of being a con artist?
Yes, he was a well-known
He was well-convicted fraud artist. It's not there was a rumor going around like, oh, this dude's a shifty motherfucker.
No, it was known.
So
like,
he had a record.
He had a record of being a con artist. And so he says,
like the Scientology guy had a history of writing science fiction novels.
Exactly. It's like,
oh, and mental disturbances.
No.
So he says, okay, I've got these tablets, and I've translated this to you, and this is the Word of God exactly translated from these tablets.
Right.
And they're like, okay, yeah, no, awesome. But we don't believe you. So they stole his translation, and they said, well, he came back to him and said, okay, well, if you're translating these tablets, go ahead and translate it again. And, you know, when you translate it now, it'll just match what you already gave us.
Yeah.
Because you're just translating it. You're not just... pulling shit out of your ass, right?
Yeah. Well, what language were the tablets written in to where he was the only one that could understand it? Was it like a made-up language?
Well, you know, it was the language of God. I don't know.
Aramaic.
It was future era Ebonics.
Yeah, so he's the only one who can read this. And they took his copy that he had narrated.
So Jesus was an Indian and shit.
No, he just came to the Indians.
Yeah, he came to the Indians. He came to the dirty brown people.
After the Jews killed him, he came and said, you know, hey, maybe you guys will like me better. And he tried to preach to the Indians.
Oh.
So they take his translation and they say, you know, okay, just translate it again and then we'll believe you and we'll all become Mormon.
Cool.
But then he was like, well, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Because you angered God. And now I can't translate this anymore. What I can do is I can translate this second tab, which tells a very similar story, but not quite word for word, because God got angry that you didn't believe me the first time.
Right.
And then he translated it like, and it was like kind of similar. And they're like, okay, well, that's definitely legit.
Don't you feel...
How come no one says anything about Mitt Romney being Mormon? Like, that's not an ad that's out there? Like,
because this is a country of crazy batshit beliefs, and if you call one person on it, they're afraid that everybody's going to start calling bullshit.
But it's weird that, you know, the religious right has kind of embraced him as, like...
No, they haven't.
Well...
No, they haven't.
I mean, I guess...
They've begrudgingly swallowed this shit-covered pill... in order to
but doesn't
get
it
a little
seem
bit
like
out of it.
Both sides, I mean, in all elections, it's all attacking the other guy as opposed to really like saying what the guy that you have is going to do for you. It's more like, dude, you got to vote for Obama because Romney's just going to fuck up everything. Or, dude, you gotta vote for you know, Romney, because Obama had 4 years and he fucked up everything. Where's, hey man, you know, this guy's gonna do some good shit.
Well, I think we all already know that they aren't gonna do anything that they said they were gonna do.
Yeah.
So we've just given up on that.
Well, I don't think either of them is going to do, if you really look at it, about 80% of the shit out there, they both kind of agree on.
You fucked up the technical aspect of the show once again, Mike.
No, that was a good 10 minutes ago when the music was still playing.
Yeah, and then we were talking.
Doing his all right. Mic check.
We have production standards here, and we're going to hire someone else to do this soon.
To do what?
The technical side of
you
the
mean
show.
I'm just going to be...
You're just going to be on the show.
I'm just going to talk?
You're going to be on-air talent only.
I'm not going to do...
We're going to be... we're going to outsource this.
Loosely.
On-air talent. That's you.
So, last week, we did a show, and we didn't talk about Halloween. We didn't talk about the hurricane, and we didn't talk about the elections.
But we wore fancy costumes.
We didn't wear fancy costumes, though.
Shh. They don't know that. That's what I'm saying. You're lifting the curtain now. We could have been like,
but don't you think that it's kind of fucked up that we do a show a couple days before Halloween and we didn't even mention it? We didn't even mention Halloween. Everybody was putting out their Halloween episodes and like, ooh, it's the spooky episode, you know. Ooh. And we didn't do one silly voice. We didn't tell one bad joke. I heard a great joke. What do skeletons drink?
I don't know.
Goulade. Goulade.
So it's now it's not even like topical. Like no one gives a fuck about
it
Halloween.
It sucks now.
It sucked then and it will suck now.
It's like that joke would have killed last week when everybody was in the spirits, getting ready for the Halloween.
Was it a black skeleton?
Racist. That's racist.
Oh, and speaking of racist, Terry Bradshaw said the other day that Reggie Bush put a run together that looked like he was chasing after a bucket of chicken.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
It wasn't that Reggie Bush would run after a pail of chicken. It was that people running after Reggie Bush like he
were chasing him like he was a bucket of chicken?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That makes
he was running like crazy. He stole something.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's running away from his court-ordered child support. Murr.
the whole bucket of chicken thing, I mean, like...
I like chicken.
I think the whole chicken thing is a cop-out, really.
Don't you think that it's kind of over? Well, I guess it's not over.
Nothing's ever
over. Well, I don't know. Do you love fried chicken?
I do.
Does Paul like fried chicken?
I do.
But it's
that have, might be because you're fat. I mean,
that's true.
That you love chicken?
That fat people
you
love
are
chicken.
Our window yeah. into the urban world.
I think everyone loves chicken.
But you know, I mean, like chicken and the watermelon. I mean, like.
But apparently,
that's foods that exist. You know, and people eat them.
But apparently, black people do not eat spaghetti as a main course.
That's true.
They eat it as a side?
It's a side dish.
Spaghetti and meatballs or just spaghetti?
No, just like spaghetti. Usually not like, you know, maybe some meat sauce.
Like the Catholic spaghetti?
Yeah, like Catholic spaghetti.
That's not a real thing. You made that up just now.
No, that's true. I think I've discussed it on this show before.
So they go and they buy spaghetti and they cook, they boil it up and they put it on a plate next to like a meal?
Right. Yeah, with like
so they'll have
like some fish,
like some fish or some chicken.
You can't have fish with spaghetti.
Oh, what are you? Have you never been to like a Catholic fish fry?
No.
Oh well, then, yeah.
That's how it goes.
You're missing out. Spaghetti with fried fish is delicious.
Yeah, I've had it. It's good.
I feel like
everybody's probably
right now?
Just listening to you chew and drink and.
Probably.
And stuff. It's like,
as opposed to you farting into the microphone.
I didn't fart into the microphone. I farted and the microphone was kind of around. It's two totally different things. You seem upset. Is there something Something upsetting you?
The amount of racism on this show.
So should we go to rape as opposed to...
It hurts me, my heart, yeah.
The racism?
Yeah. It bothers me.
Napier said something about dirty brown people. But I think he was saying that, you know, in a character. Like,
no, that's what their book says. The dirty brown people are not worthy of Jesus.
What? See, the Mormons,
he's,
right.
He's
the
Mormons. They say it. He's saying that they call them dirty brown people. Napier does not...
I'm putting emphasis on what their book says. Their book says that the dirty brown people, God casts them with black skin or dark skin as a way to show... all that is good and white, what is evil?
See, it's a loophole. Like when you're listening to rap music in your car and, you know, they say the N-word in the song, you can sing along with them. You're just singing the lyrics that they've already established.
I don't know.
Can you
that's
sing
true.
Along with them with a group of black friends?
I wouldn't
as long as you're invited.
It,
but if they invite you, they have to invite you.
Oh, you mean you have to be an honorary...
league?
Yeah, you have to be, it's okay for you to say it. It might not be okay for you to say it around other black people, but those, yeah, they understand.
Those?
Yeah.
Oh, so
and only in some
those
context.
Those that have invited you.
Yeah, those that have invited you to
do
say
you get
it.
A certificate that says, you know.
It's a G pass.
Yeah, they give it
you
to you.
You get a G pass.
A G pass?
Yeah.
It can be a nod or, you know, like a, yeah, that was okay. Kind of nod.
Oh, so you have to throw it out there the first time to see how it goes.
Yeah, you got to test the water. I mean, they're not going to come
just,
up to you and
you
say
just
it.
Dip a toe in, and you just see if the water's okay, and then you can just dive right in.
Yeah.
Once you make sure that you know the yeah. N-word parameters are cool.
Yes. Or if they're on a rant against black people themselves, which they will get into. On many occasions sometimes,
yeah.
About how they hate other black people. Then you can, you can't say the N-word then. You could say, you know what? I sympathize. Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, now you're an asshole.
Yeah.
You really can't say that.
You know what you gotta say?
What?
You know, fucking white people, man.
Fucking white people.
You gotta tell them.
Well, you see these hillbilly jackasses and their meth farms just constantly blowing up house after house. Smelling of decaying teeth and jaw bones, they make me sad. It's not a sadness that everybody might get. Like those dirty bastards, they're not me, but they look enough like me that it makes me sad.
And then other people might see you on the street and say, "There's another one of them white people."
Mm-hmm. Meth mouth. Dangling sores out of every gullet.
It's like you gotta walk around smiling all the time just so they can see that you got all your teeth.
I got mm-hmm. discriminated against the other day because I wasn't one of those people.
White meth people? Heads?
Yeah, one of those like crazy country rednecks.
Oh, meth billies.
So I went into the military and police surplus over there by the Value Village. Yes, sir.
Why?
For a Halloween costume.
Oh, okay.
They used to have, like, brass sales for ammunition.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would understand if Napier went into a military and police.
And I was looking for a police
baton. Yeah, you don't talk
baton.
To those people, though.
You just kind of browse.
Yeah, you look around, you're like,
say,
hey, man.
Can I help you with anything? You're like, no, I'm cool.
Yeah, you just look as white and non-descriptive as possible, and you just take your purchase, and you're like, thanks, dude, and then you leave. Don't fucking talk to those people.
Do they try to test you at the counter? You know, they say, you know,
oh, yeah.
So.
So did you hear about what Obama's doing?
They're like, just the gloves, please.
So I walk in, and I immediately am underdressed. And I know right away I have not worn nearly enough camo to the store. And so I'm walking around, I'm perusing the things, and I see a pretty sweet police badge, and it says, like, police officer on it. There's a bunch of shirts that say police. But there's a sign that says, like, for items marked police, must present a police ID. So it's like, okay, don't get a sweet police badge.
Right.
But here's a security officer badge. It looks very, very similar. I'm going to buy this one. And so I talked to the guy, and I'm like, I'm going to buy this. And he's like, well, do you work security? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, there's no law that prevents me from selling this to you. But I really prefer not to unless you actually work security.
Did you say, look, motherfucker.
Do you want my fucking $20 or not?
It's October 25th. You know, I've never been in here before.
Actually, it was November 3rd.
Yeah, I went. Our party was last after Halloween, so I just had a
Was
party.
That part of the plan to get value Priced Halloween items, costumes?
Yes, and we had so much delicious.
You guys candy. Are so fucking cheap that you have your Halloween party a week after Halloween. So
the
you
Saturday can buy after costumes. Halloween.
I mean, it's genius. Don't get me wrong. I'm all about what you're saying, but and I mean, candy I can still cheap. Look down at you.
It's good.
Do you go trick or treating on November 5th?
No, we just get hammered drunk. So we go, you know, and he doesn't want to sell it to me because I'm not a security guard. And I guess my first question is, if I were to say, yeah, I do security, is he going to ask me for, like, some fucking paperwork? Like, does somebody have some security ID?
So had
ID?
You already said, no, I don't do security?
Yeah, I was like, no.
And then he says, well, you need to. And he's like, then I do.
Well, he's like, well, there's no law that says, I can't sell this to you, but I prefer not to. I'm like, all right. He's like, well, I'll sell you this one that says concealed weapons permit. Okay, maybe, you know.
You can refer to that as your penis.
So I'm like kind of disgusted, your so I'm looking around weapon? The store.
Yeah, you just say it's got some kind of fungus. And be like, ha-ha.
So, I'm looking around the store, and I see a sweet-ass police baton. It's like a Smith & Wesson baton. It's like $70.
Oh, those
bucks.
Asps are awesome.
Yeah, oh, it's fucking dope. And so I'm swinging this thing around, and he's like, you want one of those? I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, it's a felony to carry it with you, but I'll sell you it all day. And so I'm like, what the fuck? There's no law against selling me a security officer badge.
Why would it be a felony to carry around a stick?
Because it's like a concealed weapon. You have to have a concealed weapon permit in order to carry it.
It's a stick.
Yeah, but it's a stick that'll fuck your shit up.
Well, any
it's a steel
stick
rod.
Will fuck somebody up.
That's true. But this one
if
is
I
collapsible.
Carry around, so if I carry around a baseball bat, just walk around with a baseball bat.
You better, no, have,
it's
a,
not
you better have a glove with you.
It's not concealed. This thing is tiny, like it's this long, and then it pops out to be a murder stick.
Oh, it's one of those, the antenna deal?
Right.
Where you like the plastic kid lightsabers?
Yes. Yeah, except like made by Smith & Wesson, so it'll
and
fuck
it'll
your
fuck
world
your
up.
Shit up?
Yeah. And it was totally, like, I almost bought it at $70, and I didn't. Partially because this dude wouldn't sell me a motherfucking security officer badge.
So you were pissed off at this guy.
Yeah.
You can probably get that for $30 online, just
right.
to let
and
you know.
That was the other thing. But I did buy the badge. Time. It made the costume. I won sexiest costume.
You did?
I did.
Sexiest costume?
Sexiest, whoriest, was sluttiest.
Was there any broads there?
There was. Most of them not dressed slutty.
Was there a male and female winner?
No. There was a single winner, and it was this guy.
Really?
Right here. Oh, yeah.
Well, obviously, he couldn't get his costume. He had to go out there wearing a cock sock.
Yeah. Because they denied you all of the items.
I wore my work clothes, and then a pair of sunglasses, suspenders, and a badge.
And his hair was super sweet.
Oh, yeah, and I had, like, a fucking sweet side part going on. You saw the picture, actually.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Napier, what did you go as for Halloween?
I went as a dude sitting in his at his computer playing WoW.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you win any costume contests?
Oh, no. I just won the entire day. Like, I was in character the entire day. The entire day. That's how awesome I am.
How many hours of World of Warcraft do you have to play in one day for you to consider it the entire day?
Four.
Really? Just four?
Just four.
Because back in my, like, heavy days...
Well, that was a while ago.
That was, like, 4 hours. Like, I'd play 4 hours a day when I worked. And, like, when I played all day on the weekend, it was, like, you know, 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is the... is that what you were going to buy?
Yes.
Couldn't you just say that, you know, you were carrying that around to, like, stick in your ass?
I don't think they're going to believe you.
Why not?
Kind of
act
for
like
one, it looks uncomfortable.
Act like you're a little light.
Yeah,
low
it was actually bigger than you would think. I mean, it's larger than that guy's hand. You
yeah.
Know?
Yeah, they're pretty mean.
Oh, don't be silly, guys. This is just for my personal use, if you know what I mean.
Well, no, he would sell it to me. It was like I can have it in my car. I can have it at my house. I just can't carry it. If you carry it without the permit, it's a felony.
Yeah, like you can own one of those big-ass Bowie knives. You walk into Walmart with that thing strapped to your chest like a commando, security's going to have a question or two for you.
Right. I mean, it's like, yeah, I can carry it. You can, if you can buy a pistol and keep it in your car. You know, you just can't carry it with you unless you have the permit.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Actually, in some parts of the state, you can carry it around with nothing.
Oh, yeah?
We have non-licensed open carry in, like, I think it's half of the state.
So, is anybody going to ask me what I was for Halloween?
What were
you?
You're
probably
an
asshole. Jerk off.
I feel like I was, you know, being friendly and asking you all what you were going to be for Halloween, but nobody seems to give a shit what I was.
With you, Mike, it's always just, you know, he's setting himself up. He's just asking you the questions so that you'll come back to him.
I think he was a fisherman because he's fishing for compliments.
I think he was a giant orifice.
I think he was a possum.
Drunk?
Phallus.
A penis.
Fabulous.
A phallus.
You think he went as fabulous?
A fabulous phallus.
My little brother went as Glitler.
I don't know what that is.
It's the gay Nazi. It was Glitter Hitler.
The gay Nazi has evolved to now have the name Glitler.
Yeah, it's,
this character just keeps developing.
It's Glitler.
You know, we really need to get some Detective Napier crime stories done.
We do.
He loves the dudes and hates the Jews.
Do it in the voice.
Loves the dudes, hates the Jews. It's Glitter. It's Glitler von Wiener Goblin. The gay Nazi.
Sie.
I love the Halloween.
So nobody's gonna ask. Nobody.
What are you gonna be? You want to share it.
I wore a yellow shirt and a yellow pair of pants, and I got out electrical tape and I wrote life on it. And then I went to the grocery store, and I bought a bag of lemons. I was life giving you lemons.
Did you make lemonade?
No, that's your job. See, I give you the lemons, and you make lemonade. I got that off the Twitter.
How are you life?
My shirt said life.
Why was it yellow?
I don't know. I figured, you know, if I was giving out lemons, I should wear yellow.
It could have been any color, right?
Well, I mean, it could have been, I
guess. Because life can be any color.
Yeah, but I was giving out lemons. I mean, you know, if you work at a lemonade stand, chances are they're going to give you a shirt that has lemons on
it. So did you already have the yellow pants, or did you go and buy them special?
No, I had them.
So they're like sweatpants, or they're like jeans, or?
No, they're like, you know, sweat shorts, sweatpants shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I want to go as Testicules one year.
Testicules?
Testicules. He's the god of the rash-covered scrotum. You get to itch my scrot, like, all night in my toga. And my lady friend can go as Clitoros, god of the angry pussy flaps.
All right, Paul, you want to take a break?
Sure, we have break time?
Yeah, we've had break time for, like, the last, you know, long time.
Is it time enough to masturbate?
Might be.
Maybe for me.
Let's hurry.
All right, 5 minutes.
Fuck off.
Is this like a commercial? Or?
Yep.
Are we doing a
do we have pay?
Napier
why
jams?
Why are we talking about this? We don't have to have a conversation.
We just spring things unprepared.
Well, I want to know what's going on.
Halfway through the show, we take a 5-minute break. We've done it like the last 3 weeks.
Are you going to show hardcore pornography?
Yes. Hardcore pornography in the chat room.
Is this
come
a
in.
Paid advertisement?
Let's do it.
No, it's unpaid.
Ugh. So I don't get my cut this week?
You do. You got your dad.
I'll
Terry
cut you.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I guess I just lost my husband, don't know where he went. So I'm gonna drink my money, I'm not gonna pay his rent. I got a brand new attitude, I'm gonna wear it tonight. I wanna get in trouble, I wanna start a fight. No, 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 no. I want to start a fight. No, 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 no. I want to start a fight. So what? I'm a rock star. I got my rock moves, and I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun. Now that we're done, I'm going to show you tonight. I'm all right. I'm just fine. And you're a tool. So what? I'm a rock star. And I got my rock moves. And I don't want you tonight. Check my flow. What? The waiter just took my table and gave it to Jessica Simpson. I guess I'll go sit with Drum Boy. At least he knows how to hit. What if this song on the radio, then somebody gonna die? I'm gonna get in trouble. My ex will start a fight. No, 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 no. He's gonna start a fight. No, 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 no. We're all gonna get in a fight. So what? I'm a rock star, and I got my rock moves. And I don't need you. Guess what? I'm having more fun. And now that we're done, I'm gonna show you. You tonight. I'm all right. I'm just fine. And you're a tool. So what? I'm a rock star. I got my rock moves. And I don't want you tonight. You weren't there. You never were. You won it all. That's not fair. I gave you life. I gave you all. You weren't there. You let me fall. So what? I'm a rock star. And I got my rock moves. And I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun. And now that we're done, I'm gonna show you. You tonight. I'm alright. I'm just fine. And you're a tool. So what? I'm a rock star. And I got my rock moves. And I don't want you. You tonight. No, 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 no. I don't want you. Tonight. You aren't fair. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you tonight. I'm all right. I'm just fine. And you're a tool. So what? I'm a rock star. I got my rock moves. And I don't want you. You tonight. Whoa. Da 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 da.
Why is the competition running a negative campaign against Me Clown? Maybe it's because we have the highest quality meat products you'll find anywhere. Maybe it's because we take the time to prepare each delicious, mouth-watering Me Clown product to the highest standards possible. And maybe, just maybe, it's because we're cheaper than the competition. In this election year, no matter what party you belong to, when you vote for Me Clown, you'll be on the winning side. When it comes to the finest meat products available, let's all vote for Meat Clown, America's meat superstore. We're Meat Clown, and we approve this message.
We are back. Well, me and Drunk are back.
Nice.
The phone number to give us a call, 309-740-1430, or give us the old Skyperoo at WFO Dix. How are things, buddy?
Very good. That was a pretty good FM DJ voice there.
You like
for
that?
A little bit.
Yeah. I've been working on it, you know.
Until the belch happened.
Yeah. You know, you kind of got to get the smooth daddy thing. Maybe drop it a couple octaves, you know.
Got to get down here.
We are back on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, radiofubar.com.
.com.
Here is the latest from Prince and the Revolution.
And the Revolution. Can't forget that.
How do you feel about people you don't really know giving you food? Do you just accept food from anyone who will give it to you?
I ain't gonna lie, it depends on what it is. If it's something delicious, I'll eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure you have an example here for me.
No, I work at a place where there is an apartment attached to it, and so one of my coworkers lives on site
where you used to.
I work, yeah. And the girlfriend, you know, brought over food that she had made. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nice of her to offer it to me, but it's weird, right? And
well,
I don't want to eat.
You know the broad, right?
I don't really know. And it's a nice thing to do. But you know, when in the movies, when you know, you move into a neighborhood and the neighbor comes over and says, oh, I made you cookies.
Sure.
I wouldn't eat those cookies.
Because you're scared of the cookies?
I'd be weirded out by the cookies.
So did your lady used to make people food there?
No.
Maybe you're just not hospitable.
Maybe. I don't know. Well, it would be the opposite, though. It would be, what's the opposite of hospitable? You know,
dirty douchebag?
No. No, I mean, you know, the people that...
Cranky that, asshole?
You get what I'm saying, though? It's weird. I don't want to eat food that some weirdo
made. No, I love cookies. I'll eat the shit out of some cookies.
But cookies that somebody that you don't know made?
Yeah.
And they just gave them to... I mean, what's their motive for giving me
stuff? We have reps that come into work all the time giving us food, and it's delicious.
But what's the context? Why would they bring you?
Because we're such hardworking people, and we sell their mattresses for them.
Okay, so there's something in it for you. I just don't trust food that I didn't earn.
Yeah, like the last time.
If I go to a restaurant and I purchase food, I'm giving them money for the food, so they have a motive to be giving it to me.
Sure.
but you know, if they're just bringing me food and I didn't ask for it. And I don't really know them, I feel weird accepting it because I feel like there's a reason that they're giving it to me. And it might
so do you feel bad that you're not giving them something in return, maybe?
Maybe. Maybe if I paid for the food that they brought over, you know, I gave them $5, then they would have a motive to not, you know, poison me or piss in it. Or
maybe if you just gave them another sweet item that wasn't food.
You mean like a shiny nickel?
Or a Frisbee.
Or a Frisbee, something you have in your car that you don't really want anymore. OV, I always let my black friend's grandmother fix me a plate, heart attack good and cornbread. Yeah, but that's your friend's grandma.
I guarantee.
I mean, that
you.
Makes sense. You go over for dinner or something, that's cool. But if somebody just brings you food that you didn't ask for.
I guarantee you, Mr. Paul over here is taking food for sure.
Taking food from homeless people?
No.
Like, it's fun, kind of. They struggle.
Stranger sometimes. Some stranger brings you food.
Like a stranger?
Sir, can you give me $1 so that I can buy some food? Then you give them $1 and then they go buy the food and then you snatch it from them.
But it's not even a stranger. Somebody you just don't know that well.
I do, like, training at my job, and, like, I'm with these people for, like, a month. And at the end of the month, we have a potluck, and I eat all the food they bring.
See? But that's an event that everybody brings food to.
Right.
And then everybody eats that food.
Right.
I'm talking about somebody that you don't really know. You move into a neighborhood, and a neighbor welcomes you to the neighborhood by making you a plate of cookies.
We made our neighbors jam.
See, I told you, you're just not hospitable there, Mike.
We made strawberry jam, and we gave it to all our neighbors.
You walked it over there, and you said, hey, here's this jam.
We just moved in over here.
What do you do with jam? You spread
it
on...
on everything.
Right.
Spread it on toast?
Cookies.
Toast, pancakes, waffles.
What kind
meatloaf.
What kind of jam?
English muffin, strawberry.
You know, it's kind of bullshit.
Or three berries sometimes.
Sometimes
that you made all of your new neighbors jam. But I've known you since we were little kids, and you never made me any fucking jam.
Well, it was actually his wife.
You see, the thing is, right, you never come to any events where, like, there's women around, and Angie's the one who, like, gives out jam.
So you're saying that if I befriended your wife, I'd get me some jam?
No, I mean, more like just came around when she was giving it out to other people. Then they, like, guilt her into giving you some.
So you're saying I'm guilting the wrong person.
Right.
Paul doesn't guilt easily, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm pretty shameless.
Right. Still kind of pissed off that nobody cared about my Halloween.
I don't know why it was yellow.
Mike, your Halloween costume was so epic. I'm going to do
that. Did it get you a blowjob?
No.
It wasn't that good.
Well, I don't think that it resulted in, you know.
I think next year you should dress in drag.
You think?
Yeah.
No, I've never.
It's always fun. It really is.
I've never done that.
I would make a very, very unattractive woman.
Yeah, I think I would, too.
That's okay.
I make a pretty unattractive man.
Like,
so
if you're
going to
do it, like, you know, I'd want to be an attractive chick, and that's just not going to happen, you know?
I've got titties, so,
you know,
there's that.
I think that...
Mike's got a butt puss.
Yeah.
I think that me and Paul and Napier, I think that we probably would make way uglier women than we make men.
Yeah.
But I think that you'd be about the same either way.
Okay.
I don't think that's a slam. I think that, you know, if you dressed up like a woman, I think you would look equally as attractive as a woman as you would a man.
So you'd fuck me.
Well, no.
I know I'd
I'm not
fuck
saying
me.
That. I'm just saying that, you know, I think that you would have just as good a chance dressed up as a woman trying to hit on dudes as you do as a man trying to hit on women.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's something to think about.
Chick with beard.
Well, no, obviously you would want to shave.
I think if you're talking, like, let's say, like, on a number scale, let's say you're talking, like, a 7, right?
Right.
Well, let's go a 5, because the analogy makes more sense that way.
Okay.
So
now, on my scale, a 5 is a completely average, like, normal-looking person.
Right.
You know, they aren't really attractive, and they aren't really unattractive.
Okay, well, where's the line of fuckability, then? What number is that?
Well, that just depends on, you know, where you're at in your life.
Well, I'm asking, like, now, what is the number?
Well, you know, I would say that If a completely average, normal person is a 5, anywhere above 5, you're doing all right.
Okay. So let's say you've got a man that's a 5 and a woman that's a 5.
Right.
The man, unless he's, like, rich or powerful, is not going to be rolling in the pussy.
Right.
The woman could...
Unless he has, you know, a dynamite personality.
No, then he might have, like, one pussy that he gets because he's got a great personality.
He tricks one person.
Well, not even tricks, but one person sees the true good in him, you know?
Right.
But so, like, he tricked her.
Yeah.
So he tricked her, yeah.
Right. So then you've got the 5 chick. She could be, in fact, rolling in the dick, like, if she wanted to be.
Yeah.
All it requires is a vagina and a will.
Yeah, but at the same time, a 5 can swing 6, 5... Probably, if she wants to be rolling in dick, we're talking about 4s and 3s. Like, it's on a scale. Like,
so
you can get a whole bunch of 4s
in 4s and 3s dick.
See, I think she could be rolling in 5s and 6s dick too.
Now, that's not necessarily
because
she just
wants the dick.
Now look,
see, I think that, like, right
so
there.
So you're talking about, like, anonymous dick, or you're talking about, you know, what she's going to come home with, she's going to end her day on.
No, I'm not talking like... I'm just talking like... Well, if we're talking rolling in the dick, I don't think that's like a relationship.
Oh, well then, yeah. I mean, you know...
She gets as much dick as she wants. All, if she wants to get fucked 15 times a day, she's got that.
Sure.
Whereas, like, the 5 dude, he's lucky if he gets, like, a hand job a day. You know?
No, that's not true. It depends on the dude.
And his
depends
standards.
On the effort. If you put forth the effort, you can roll in pussy.
You've got to throw a lot of wild oats out there.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, you're talking... I don't know if the numbers are possible. If you, like... Okay, let's say you wanted, like... If you're a 5, let's say 1 in 100 chicks will fuck you. No, let's say 1 in 50, because you're a 5. 1 in 50 will fuck you.
Okay.
You've got to, like, ask, like, 10,000 chicks a day to get, like, 5 blowjobs or whatever the numbers work out to. Not a math guy.
Okay, so did you just say you ask 10 chicks and you get 5 blowjobs? Is that what you just said?
No, yes.
You said 100?
Yes, 50 chicks.
50 chicks.
And you get one blowjob.
For one blowjob?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but how do you come about this? You say, hey, I'm a 5. You want to blow me?
Well, I mean, you do however you do it. You know, I mean, that's not up for me.
If that's your game, that's your game.
Yeah, you know, that's how you... not as good if you're a five. If you're a nine, you can probably go, hey, I'm a nine. You want to blow me.
I think that a big thing with dudes,
they might blow you.
I could be completely wrong here, but a big thing with dudes is a five who thinks he's an eight can, you know, become, you know, a six or a seven just because of their mindset. You know,
I would agree with that.
Nah, man.
It's about interpretation.
Everyone's special, we're all winners bullshit. That's what that is. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying, you know, you think you can, you think you can, you think you can.
If you put on the persona.
You pull off that 1 in 50 or 5 in 100 or whatever the fuck you said.
Look, you can tell abroad.
Well, if you're pulling the 1 in 50, then you're just doing, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, right?
Be like, hey there. Hey there. You know?
Right, you gotta holler.
You come here often?
Hey, how you doing?
It's a numbers game. You gotta throw out a lot of bait if you're trying to get lots of blowjobs in one day.
How many in one day?
Yeah. And if you want more than one blowjob in a day, I'm assuming you're throwing
out. Could you imagine the time that you'd have to devote to throwing out all that bait? I mean, you would have to do nothing else but find new women.
Or you find that five who wants to be rolling in dick, and you just,
add them to your list. And
right.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say a five that you know that you don't really want to fuck, but you would fuck. You would fuck her.
Okay.
You would fuck her. She just randomly walks up to you and says, "Hey, would you like to suck my twat in the bathroom?" Would you say no?
Yes, I would say no.
Yeah, you can't just ask for blowjobs.
You can, in fact, just ask for
blowjobs.
Yeah, you're going to get more no's, though. If a lady just walks up to random dudes and says, "Hey, would you suck my twat in the bathroom?"
Personally, I would probably say no, but I wouldn't be offended. I would be flattered.
Be like, I'm good.
I'd say, thank you for, you know, asking me, but it's going to be a no. But, you know, I appreciate
it. Wouldn't it be more like a what are you going to do for me kind of situation?
I would ask to smell the oil.
I'd say, check, and you know, that's one part of the equation.
Oil check?
Yeah.
Isn't that when you stick your finger up someone's butt?
Yeah. But I would do it for the vagina. That way, you know, before you make sushi, you got to smell the fish to make sure it's fresh.
Wise man.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk, what's new with you, buddy? I haven't been here in a few weeks.
I know. I haven't gotten the invite in a while.
Yeah,
I was starting to think you guys didn't like me no more.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, in my defense, I've never invited you.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Donald Trump didn't call. I don't know if...
See, that's why I asked if I could bring drunk today, because I didn't know if we were saving a mic for the Donald.
Yeah, yeah, no, he didn't call.
Is this the actual Donald Trump?
Yeah, we threw down a gauntlet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that other guy's name?
He didn't respond. I was thinking of...
The whatever his name is, that you're supposed to be on his radio show or whatever.
Oh, the Mark Bland.
Mark Bland.
So there's a couple of theories about the Mark Bland.
Oh, you have some?
Well, I mean, it's like, I've already expressed them to you. One is that, like, he listened to the show.
And that...
And now he's like, now I'm busy every day.
This guy was tweeting me up a storm just like every other day. I was like, hey, man, you should come on the show. When can you do my show, man? When can you do it? And I was always blowing him off because I didn't want to fucking do it. I don't know that guy. I don't want to go over there and talk to him because...
Apparently he likes wrestling.
It'll be weird. Yeah, he does. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. And so then, you know, finally after... I swear it's probably the seventh or eighth time he brought it up. You know, hey, man, when are you going to come on my show? You know, you should come on. I was like, all right, we'll come on. He's like, cool, when can you do it? And I said, let's do Friday. He goes, oh, I can't do it Friday. I'm like, oh, okay, you know, well, you give me a time that you can do it, and we'll do it. And it just stopped. So then, like, weeks go by, and then I get a tweet from him. It was like, hey, man, when can I come on your show? I'd be like, oh, okay. Now you're coming on our show. And
well, you said we'll have him on our show to cement the relationship.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
He doesn't know that.
Then he probably wants to be able to be vulgar for one time in his life without
the FCC. Right. See, no one, he knows nobody listens.
So then you called his bullshit, and you were like, "Oh, we'll come Monday."
No, yeah, it wasn't even just a come Monday. It was, when can I come? Monday. Done. Yeah.
And then he said, "Oh, guys, I can't do Mondays. Is there another night that you do the show?" I'm like, "No, we do it on Mondays, buddy." So, well, you know what?
Once a week.
If homeboy, you know, wants to invite us somewhere, let us know. If not, I don't give a shit. But I listened to his show today.
Yeah.
Just for the hell of it. And I'm not a regular listener of a show, but I've listened to it before.
This is on the internet or on the actual radio?
You
personally listened to it today.
He puts it up as a podcast, and that's when I listen to it. But apparently he's on the radio, but it's a station I've never heard of. And, like, if you go to the website of the station that he's on, I think he's the only one on it.
So nobody listens to him either.
So I don't know if it's an imaginary radio station that doesn't really exist.
So there's a rape dungeon here we're getting ready to walk into.
I don't know. I live in St. Louis, and he does his show in St. Louis. I've never heard of the radio station. I mean, I didn't try to dial it up or anything, but, you know. So anyway, I listened to his show today, and, like, he talked for 2 hours. I mean, it's a politically based show. He talked for 2 hours, and at no point did he actually really say anything.
Is he by himself the whole time?
No, he's got a guy with him. I mean, he kind of yells a little bit. He has, like, a wrestler kind of mentality. You know, he like, cuts a promo, and, you know, he goes on about how, you know, all the conservatives that listen to his show are a bunch of chickens and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he does the whole wrestler thing. But he's like the ultimate warrior, you know? The ultimate warrior says a whole lot of stuff, but he's not really saying anything.
Well, isn't that kind of what we do?
No, but I mean...
We take hardline stances on rape.
No, but I'm saying...
And... Dick.
We say sentences that actually have a cohesive thought of sorts.
Well,
but I mean,
that's
kind of
generous.
It's like he's saying words that don't really belong together in a paragraph of nothing, really.
So he speaks like Mexican English?
You know, he'll say that he is a moderate conservative, and then he'll go to start to say something, but he never really gets it out.
It's because he's a moderate conservative.
Right. His stance is, I don't know. I've listened to several hours of this man talk, and I have no idea what his stance is on anything.
Well, that's how you get the viewers, man. You want everyone to be able to think that, you know, you agree with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I enjoy listening to him just because he's very passionate, but I have no idea what he's passionate about. I have no idea what the fuck the guy's talking about.
So let me ask you this. If the Mark Bland made you cookies, would you eat them?
No, I would not. I would not.
See, I would probably eat the Mark Bland's cookies.
You would?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, he seems like he's got something to lose, right? He can't just be going around feeding people poison cookies. Like, I would, like, before I died, I might write a, like, a, you know,
Mark Bland gave
a cookie from the Mark Bland.
Well, I would tell people where I was going. I would say, I'm going to see Mark Bland. So if I end up dead, you know where I was.
Well,
that, and he'd probably broadcast the thing. You know, he'd probably broadcast him feeding me poison cookies. Because, yeah, that's a good point. OV wants to know what kind of cookies Mark Bland's making us.
Peanut butter.
So I challenge you, anyone who's listening, to go to the Q Now, Mark Bland's website, listen to him talk for a while, and tell me what his opinion is on anything. Because I don't know.
So
I listened to the whole show. I listened to 2 hours of this guy today. And I have no idea what the fuck he said.
Well, you want our listeners, the very few listeners that we have now,
to stop listening. No, don't stop listening.
Stop listening to our show.
Do it up next. Start downloading it now so that when we're done, you can pull up Mark Bland.
So my plan with the Mark Bland was to, like, have him come over here.
Yeah.
To do the podcast.
No, if Mark Bland is coming on the show, we're going over to your house. I don't want Mark Bland to know.
No, Mark Bland's going to come here.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell him to get here like 15 minutes early.
Okay.
And then I'm going to get Napier to not show up. I'm like, Napier, you know, I'll come pick you up today. we'll meet at Mike's house together. And then I was going to make you start the podcast with just you and Mark Bland and have a very like awkward 15 minutes of like, oh, well, they're usually here by now. Like, and then like starting the show, it's like, it's me and the Mark Bland. And then like 5 minutes in, we'd come in and rescue you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was going to be hilarious.
What if me and Mark Bland really hit it off? I mean, like, what if we had outstanding chemistry and I said, oh, sorry, guys. The wheelbarrow full of dicks is now me and Mark Bland.
Well, at least we know your butt would be filled.
The World Fetish Organization of Dicks.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Did you see my tweets earlier where I was trying to come up with new... I want to keep the WFOD, but I want to...
You don't like wheelbarrow full of...
Well, we can't do wheelbarrow full of dicks anymore if Donald Trump comes.
Why not?
Because that was what the challenge was.
Oh, right. We had to stop the show.
Yeah.
After the Donald came on.
Because he'd be the most epic guest ever. So.
Could ruin or could rid the world of us forever.
Or he could just make you guys like the most famous people ever.
You think? You think possibly. Donald Trump coming on our podcast would... Do you think we would get one more listener?
I think we'd have to put it like on YouTube. And we'd have to say some outlandish shit to him.
Like what? Napier does a dynamite Donald Trump impression, okay? Just pretend Napier is Donald Trump, and I want you to ask the questions. I'm sorry, Paul. I didn't mean to put you on the spot. You all right, buddy?
There you go. Perfect.
Do you want me to come over and pat you on the back? I'm concerned. You all right?
He didn't even take a big look right there.
Well, I know, you know, that it's a bit of a shock, but, you know, joining us in the studio is Donald Trump. Paulie Deuce Knuckles with the interview.
Well, I mean, first of all, Donald, I didn't think you'd show. It's good to have you.
Blah, my shoes hurt.
So, being that you're here on our show and this is our last show, there's a few things that we need to put to rest. And being that you're a business mogul, do you think that a dildo-burning field is like a viable money-making idea?
No.
Well, thank you for your time.
You're fine.
Donald, how many of the Miss... is it Miss USA or Miss America?
It doesn't matter.
Well, how many of them do you defecate on?
I regularly shit on every one of these goddamn whores. Every last one of these stupid twats and their goddamn insane ramblings about fucking maps I put into their brain with my anus.
Do you ever have them stick their tiny, tiny hands up into your anus, Donald?
I have them stick their hands in every orifice that I have in order to achieve full release. At the time of this broadcast, I have had 87 fingers in me today.
I want to cut in real quick before we continue with this and just let you know that I know that the impression is, you know, really, really good, and you might be fooled into thinking it's the actual Donald Trump, but it's actually Napier doing an impression. So I don't want anybody to be fooled into thinking that this is anything but a parody. You know, because
or
I
that it's our last podcast.
Yeah, I don't want, you know, Donald to come after us, you know, for fooling everyone into thinking that he would say these outlandish things. I'm sorry, continue.
Well, that was actually all I had for you today, Donald.
Drunk, do you have any questions for the Donald while he's here?
Sure, Donald. You see that elephant over there in the corner? Do you think you would use that as a butt plug?
No, but I would easily stick its tusks into my pee hole while I gently masturbate and palpitate my balls.
Will you invest in my company?
What's it about?
I have this great idea. So, like, there's, like, corporate personagehood now, you know?
Just say that whole thing again.
Corporate personagehood.
Okay, good.
Where you can, like, you know, a corporation can be, like, a person.
Okay, I think I talked over it. Say it one more time, please.
Corporate personagehood.
There you go. Okay.
So, like, I'm going to turn my life into a company, and I need investors, because you see, like, right now I like own a house and two cars, But what I'm going to do is I'm going to start a company, and I'm going to sell my house and my cars to this company. And my company is just going to own everything. And I'm just going to be like the chairman of the board of this company. And then I'm going to go public and sell stock in my company. And see, it's a great cyclical thing because as I sell stock, the company actually becomes worth more because that money is actually just going right to me, which in fact goes right to the company and grows its power. And I become rich. And then people buy more stock because as I become rich, they're like, wow, this company is doing very well. But I need some seed money from you, Donald.
I will give you all the seed that you need in your mouth. And then when I'm done, you can spit it out and it'll be the most valuable thing that you own.
Donald, would you invest in the cock block?
What's the cock block, son?
We're still in the beginning phases of the cock block, but
yeah,
a little extra money would help.
Right now, we just have the name, the cock block.
No, it's a chicken shaped, a rooster shaped cutting block
that you keep in your kitchen.
Right, it's like a cutting board, but it's shaped like a cock.
I think we can do this.
And you put it in a really cool box that says the cock block,
and it's dishwasher safe.
Right.
Thankfully, I have already come up with this idea and will be producing it tomorrow. Your idea was wonderful. Thank you for me giving it to you.
All right, the Donald. How about sandwich buffet? This was the brainchild of Paul on this very podcast. It's a buffet made entirely out of sandwich fixins. And you go and you make yourself a sandwich, you know, with millions of different meats and cheeses and veggies, and you have several different breads to choose from. And you can make multiple sandwiches. It's like a buffet, only the only thing they serve is sandwiches.
Oh boy, I get to eat at a Subway where I have to physically make the sandwich. Thank God. Somebody has actually come up with this, because every day that I've ever gone into a Subway, I've thought, wow, I would really like to take time out of my day to make my own sandwich. Thanks, son.
You know, when you came up with that, Napier had only complimentary things to say about it. But now that he's playing a character, he can tell you how he really feels. So he has to, you know, do it through a medium to tell you your idea was stupid. I liked it. I thought it had potential.
See, it would be much more comprehensive than Subway.
Explain.
It would be like, you know, panini presses and like waffle irons and like a grilled cheese station and like
a
bacon.
Grilled cheese station? So you pick out your cheese and your bread and you hand it to a little Asian gentleman.
You're thinking small. You're thinking small. You have cheese and bread and bacon and like whatever else you want on there.
So we're actually going to let the public touch things that can scorch bread with their bare knuckly
hands.
They
hand it to a Mexican, and he cooks it.
Can it be a towel head?
So I'm going to hire somebody whose only job it is to take a sandwich that somebody else made and stick it on an iron and then hand it back to them.
Not only do you have to hire him, he is going to have the gall to have a tip jar. He's going to want you to give him extra money for putting the sandwich you made and grilling it for you.
What if you made it fun? You know, as a single adult male with no children, I can't go to Chuck E. Cheese anymore, you know, because it would be weird. But I still like to have fun when I go out and eat at a restaurant. And so would it be fun if you could somehow make grilling the grilled cheese into some kind of game? Like if you made it like a toss it into a skee ball type thing, and then it would go on a conveyor that grilled it as it came back to you. You know, when you
If you just want something shiny, why can't the Mexican just hand you a sparkler and you can giggle at it?
You know, when you bowl and you throw the ball and you knock down the pins, and then they bring the ball back to you? What if while they were bringing it back to you, it grilled it?
They have adult Chuck E. Cheese's.
Do they?
Yeah, they're strip clubs.
And they only serve hot wings.
They don't have ball pits, though.
They have
many ball pits.
That David Bluster.
Yeah, I mean, you get, you know, like, mousy-headed bitch dancing on stage, just like at fucking...
Mousy-headed bitch.
Yeah, you know, she's, like, a little malnourished because she's trying to be skinny, and, like, she's got these big ears, and, you know, she looks like
a mouse.
You
mean she has Minnie Mouse hair type thing, or she just physically has big ears?
She physically has big mouse ears.
And if you scream at her, she'll piss herself.
She's mousy. Little known fact, mousy-looking women love butt sex.
Is that a fact?
Science.
Look it up.
On the database of women who love butt sex.
It's true.
That's what we should do. Donald, will you invest in this idea?
You just came up with a new one?
Yeah, a nationwide...
Oh, hold on. Donald was in the bathroom. He's got to come back. Oh, sit down, Donald. Is your microphone okay?
Yes.
Okay.
So how about a database...
Napier, move over. Let Donald sit down.
...of women who like it in the pooper.
As long as they prove it to me by letting me blast them in the ass with my meat rod.
I think it'll be like a self-selected survey.
I'm just going to
take their word for it.
They're all lying. Women are whores and they're liars.
What if you could implant a microchip in females that like it in the pooper, and then you wear some kind of device that can sense when one is near, and it starts to beep?
I think they should be put on like a registry, and they have to, like, when they move into your neighborhood, they have to go door to door.
The butt sex loving registry?
Yeah. And then they have to go, like, door to door, and they say, oh, hello, I'm just required by law.
Well, just like every sex offender.
That I prefer butt sex.
I don't think we have to go so far as to say prefer. Because I think the amount of women who would say they prefer butt sex is much smaller than the amount of women who would just, like, get pounded in the ass.
I mean, you know, if it's a list of women you feel as though you could convince into having butt sex, you don't really know. You know, until that day comes.
Well, once they're on the list, you can use that against them. You're like, well, I found you on the list.
You're
a lying bitch.
How many days do you have to declare this? You know,
like when they move into the neighborhood?
No, I mean within 2 weeks of
moving, you know, in, like
learning of your craving for butt sex.
Well, I mean, it's like census.
Do you get a letter on your driver's license?
I think, like, some creepy guy at your school administers a test.
The butt sex test?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he puts his dick in your ass and says, how's that?
No, you just put
and then he puts your name on a list.
No, you just...
And she says, oh. Then you put her in one list, and she says, no. Then no.
They all say no.
Yeah, you put your fingertip in a little bit.
I can just tell by the look that Drunk has in his eyes that he would like to volunteer for that position.
I think that's the stash telling you he would like to volunteer for that position.
Mike, this is all you have to do. You put the tip of your finger in, and if it starts to get hungry, and you know that feeling.
Like if it starts to pull the finger in, then you know they like it.
If she pushes back, it's okay.
Seymour. Right.
Actually, legally, if you're raping a broad and she pushes back, doesn't count as rape anymore.
What if she's trying to push you away from her?
With her pussy? Likely story.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so these they get put on the butt sex registry, and they've got to come around and tell you that they enjoy the butt sex.
This would be larger government, so already our prayers are not...
It can be, like, privately run.
Yeah.
We can privatize it.
You think?
No regulation. Just let them run wild with this butt sex registry.
Can we also include women that like to be peed on?
I think that would be a separate registry.
Can it do two things?
I think there's one registry for butt sex and then one for water sports / scatology.
I don't think you can combine the two because, I mean, they're not really the same thing.
Can you cross-reference them to find someone who's into all of them?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fully, like, you know, you can download it as an Excel file. It's open government shit, you know?
Excel files aren't awesome because you can't search through them.
And if they're in a school zone, they have to tell you even sooner.
I have two other things on my list.
Shoot them out now.
But there's absolutely no way that I can segue either of them into that. There's just no graceful way to do it.
I mean,
well, apparently you can get butt sex at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and transition into your next topic.
Just.
Well,
just throw it out there, Michael.
I read something about the drug sniffing dogs. It's like in the Supreme Court that the drug sniffing dogs can't sniff from the outside of somebody's house to sniff what's inside their house.
I read about this.
Yeah. And that's really it.
I read that a woman in St. Louis County was arrested for sexual acts with a dog.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was the dog fucking her? Or?
It wasn't really detailed.
Shouldn't it be?
No.
Don't you want to know?
No.
Was she having lesbian sex with
the
dog?
She says her boyfriend coerced her into this. She was wearing a mask and a collar at the time.
Did she post it on the interwebs?
It doesn't describe the mask or the collar. I imagined gimp mask.
Well, if she's having sex with a dog, then you would think that probably the dog is fucking her, right?
Or she might be like blowing the dog while he pounds her, you know?
I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with it.
I mean, I don't think the dog's complaining.
Yeah. I mean, if a dude's fucking a dog, that's gross. I'm not for that.
But a chick blowing a dog?
Yeah, a chick blowing a dog, or a chick like laying there while a dog's licking her vag, or a chick getting fucked by a dog, that's fine.
You're a weird guy.
I mean, you know, it's not...
You don't think that's, like, weird?
No, it's definitely weird. But, you know, it's not that weird. No, okay, it is weird.
Weirder. Dead human or live animal?
Were you having sex with them when they were alive?
No, it's which is weirder, having sex with like a dead body?
No, but what I'm
body.
Asking is, if you're having sex with her like while she's alive and she dies while you're having sex with her?
No, I'm saying she's dead.
So you come upon her while she's dead?
Right.
Do you have sex with her?
No, which is more strange?
Having sex with a dead person or a live animal?
Yes.
It would depend on the animal.
Is it a sexy animal?
Yeah, I mean, like,
what if it's like an elephant?
Fucking an elephant?
Yeah, maybe like the big girls.
Let me ask you a question: would you fuck a sheep?
Nah, an elephant? No,
it doesn't matter. Napier, dead body or live animal?
Doesn't it matter?
Okay, how about this? I have a gun to your head, and there's a dead body here of a woman.
Is she attractive?
Yeah, she is. It's a super hot, dead woman.
Okay.
But her face is fucking mangled from the car accident.
Oh, okay.
But, like, the body, banging.
Banging, okay.
Just can I put my shirt over the face?
Right.
You can do whatever you need.
Okay. You know. Or?
Or a manatee. A live manatee.
Is it in the water? Because
it's kind of in the water.
Sex in like, swimming pool and stuff. That's
no, like, it's like vag space is out of the water.
Oh, okay. So it's in
and
the
I'm
water,
gonna fucking shoot you in the brains, unless you do this so that I can jerk off.
Well, I don't think I could decide, so I'd just fuck both of them.
Good answer.
Can you fuck one with the other?
Oh, you got me.
See, I think you want to like start with the warm manatee and finish with the dead hot.
No, chick. I think I'd go the opposite. I'd start with the dead chick, and then when that got too depressing, I'd go and fuck the manatee. That and maybe I could impregnate the manatee because they are an endangered
You'd
species.
Be surprised how it doesn't get depressing.
You can stick it in a dead chick's butt.
That's true.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Because they're dead.
Yeah, but half the time they poop themselves.
Well, so there's room for your penis. They've already evacuated their bowels.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what was topic number two, Mike?
Oh, chick in Pakistan... her parents...
Was she good looking?
...poured acid on her as an honor killing because she turned and looked at a boy on a motorcycle.
Did she blow him with her eyes?
No, she just...
With her eyes, though.
Dude rode by on a motorcycle and she turned around and looked at him, so they dumped acid on her.
She was probably, like, eating his ass out with her eyes.
You think?
I mean, clearly.
Really, it just said that she turned and looked at him.
Hmm.
You know, when I was...
Sounds like a one-sided liberal bullshit.
She had probably done some other shit to piss him off before that, because that seems excessive. Just going to say that. You know, I'm not for, you know, killing your 15-year-old daughter by pouring acid on her. I'm just throwing that out there. I know
well, was she
hot?
A
radical stance. I don't know. There was not a picture.
really the level of tragedy here.
Depends on the level of
it's attraction. On a sliding scale with the amount of attractiveness. Okay. That
do you remember when you were in school and they said, well, all cultures are equal and everybody has something to give. I'm thoroughly convinced that those people don't.
They don't have anything to
give. They have nothing to give.
When you say
nothing
those
we can
people.
Learn. Yeah.
Who do you mean?
Saudis.
The Muslims?
Yeah. Not Muslims, but just the Arab world. I don't see anything.
They've got oil. So just
well, that's not their culture.
Yeah, but that's not them. That's just where they live.
Okay.
So just all towelheads in general.
I wouldn't say towelheads, because not all of them do that. But I would say their culture has nothing of value to offer the rest of the world at all.
They have that music. You know what I'm talking about?
I think you're talking about
yeah, that
about
sounded
Indians.
A bit American Indian.
Yeah. Also, I think you're talking about actual Indian.
No, I'm talking about like. You know, like
yeah, those are
the fucking Slumdog Millionaire soundtrack won the Oscar or the Grammy or whatever it is that soundtracks win.
Yeah, but that was like MIA on the soundtrack.
Well, there you go. MIA with her hey, shit. You know, that's happening stuff.
That's racist.
I mean, have you ever just got butt-ass naked and turned some of that stuff on and just got down, man?
Every day.
Right?
See, when I get butt-ass naked and get down, I choose Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. Understand?
That should be Mike's next karaoke, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, can we get a Mike...
Napier
karaoke.
That one. It didn't work.
I hated it. I hate the song.
It was too good. It was too good.
So we didn't have a sexy time story for Napier this week, or
nah?
Do we not do that anymore?
I don't know. We
the first one was a good success. Yeah,
kind of weave in and out of things.
Yeah. There's no set programming for this particular broadcast.
No.
Yeah.
I read a story about a religious women's group burning 50 Shades of Grey.
A big pile of them?
Well, actually they didn't burn them. They turned them into compost because it was like abusive to women.
What I don't understand about those is they go buy a whole bunch of the book. They're supporting it. You know, I remember when
I don't think those people are smart enough to get that.
When everybody was all butthurt about, what was that?
Chick-fil-A.
No, the...
And then they went to
the
Chick-fil-A.
The one that they made into the Tom Hanks movie, that Dan Brown with,
Da Vinci Code?
The Da Vinci Code, yeah. I was in line behind a broad at the Sam's Club that was buying them out of the Da Vinci Code. I mean, she was probably buying 70 fucking copies of this book.
Because it was so terrible.
She was buying them to destroy them. But do you know what happens when you buy 70 copies of a book at Sam's Club? They order 70 fucking more and stock their shelves back up. Because
they might even
seller.
Order 100 because somebody bought 70 of them right away.
So,
these
you know what?
Motherfuckers are going like
if
hotcakes.
If I write a book that you find offensive and you support it by buying 70 copies, I could give a shit what you do with it after you buy it. Because then they're going to print more and I'm going to make some fucking bank. And they're going to make a movie with Tom Hanks in it.
And a sequel with Tom Hanks in it.
And a sequel with weird-haired Tom Hanks in it.
Yeah.
And a third one with, like, Keanu Reeves in it.
Oh, Keanu's gonna...
Right.
They made a third one?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh.
No, they didn't.
Okay, good.
They should.
Why?
Because it'd be sweet.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
So you know what could end... The whole book burning thing. Just make them all ebooks. Just no more hard copies.
You really don't get the feel
yeah.
of burning the book
you don't,
when you
don't,
just hit delete.
Yeah. It's cool. Amazon will just take your shit off your ebook.
Right.
Although I do make a point to download all Chris Brown albums off the internet. And I don't listen to them. But
I like stealing from him.
Is it because he's a woman beater?
Yeah, and just kind of a prick.
See, I thought we were into that kind of thing.
Pricks?
Yeah, no,
no.
Beating women. Yeah. We love even, this on the show.
Never even beat one woman.
Why not?
I don't know.
They give you ample opportunity. That's true. They get mouthy all the time.
Oh, I will say this. I did see a video. According to Muslims, you cannot destroy a copy of the Quran, even if it's like in digital form. Like you can't, if you have it on your computer, you can't delete it.
Can't delete it.
So he got a hard drive, filled it up with 1 million digital copies of the Quran, and put it into a fireplace.
Ooh.
Just as a fuck you.
Who did this?
And then he was Thunderfoot?
And then he was executed?
No, he's from this country. Nobody gives a shit.
His name is Thunderfoot?
Well, that's his tag name on YouTube. Name?
Thundercunt.
Yeah. So he did that. And it was actually kind of funny to look at the comments section and people screaming and yelling at him over filling up a hard drive full of little bits of data and then putting that piece of shit into a fire.
Well, Drunkard, I appreciate you coming by.
I appreciate the invite.
Do you want to plug your Twitter again?
Sure, @DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. Get some.
Paul.
Yep.
You feeling good? Do you feel that we've given them our all?
I'm spent.
You are.
I'm sweating, and my cock is dripping.
Pretty good podcast tonight.
You think so?
Yeah, better than a lot of the other ones I've been on, for sure.
Are you talking about the other episodes of our show or the other podcasts?
No,
that
just
you're
all the in general podcasts I've done in my entirety of my life, of like the 700 shows. You guys don't listen to me on the other things, though. So,
what other things?
Oh, there's things.
He was on Joe Rogan last week.
Was he?
Yeah, and then like a month and a half ago, he was on.
You really should tell us when you're going to be on these other shows so that we can.
Adam Carolla.
Yeah, the Carolla podcast. Right.
Well, you know, if you're listening other podcasts and you would like to book Drunkard STL on the Twitters, he is available.
I give you guys the best deal, though, obviously.
Yeah.
Because my services are quite pricey.
Yeah. I understand.
Alabama Thunder Cunts. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Those guys are awesome.